Hey everyone. So, something that's been on my mind lately is that I am constantly accused of being arrogant. And I don't, run away from that. I'm not ashamed of that. I don't really care. But it got me thinking. I think that being accused of arrogance or having an arrogant attitude in general is just a byproduct of having an internal sense of identity and validation. I think that to be humble or modest is to defer to society or to other people for your validation. You basically don't toot your own horn, you wait for other people to validate you. And that's what's expected of someone living in the blue pill world. You're supposed to receive validation on what society expects of you. So as a man, you're not allowed to be proud of what you accomplish. You have to serve others, and then they validate you by how you serve them, especially women. Now, if you have an internal sense of identity and an internal sense of validation, and you're your only judge, because you know who you are, you know where you're going, and you know how good you are, and if you just simply don't care about what people think, then you're accused of being arrogant. Now, I know MGTOW are often accused of being selfish because they don't serve women. They don't fulfill these traditional gender roles that men are given, that they are to sacrifice and serve women and children. And they're not allowed to live for themselves or pursue their own happiness. And to throw arrogance on top of that is basically when you go one step beyond living for yourself, where you don't even care what people think. You don't care what they say. You're your only judge. You don't even care about their validation, their acceptance, their opinions. Now, I've said in a previous video that I do appreciate when someone proves me wrong. And while I still do appreciate that, I did make one thing clear. If you're an asshole, come at me with a bad attitude and prove me wrong, I'll still be grateful. You enhance my knowledge by showing me the truth, but I'm still gonna cuss you out because I don't appreciate that attitude. So I just wanted to let that know. I'm not a masochist, even though I do want to be shown the truth, and I will, in the back of my mind, thank you for showing me the truth. If you come at me with a shitty attitude, you're gonna get a shitty attitude back. That's just how I roll. But anyway, back to arrogance. I think that if you're not arrogant or you're not regularly accused of being arrogant by people you associate with, you may not have fully developed that sense of internal validation. If you're still kind of living your life, acting humble, acting modest in order to get the validation and approval of others, I'm not saying you're not a MGTOW or you're not going your own way. I'm just saying that's a risk factor. Because if you seek the validation and approval of others, and not just women, just society in general, just others in general. If you're in that group that define themselves through external validation, then you are very vulnerable to shame and blame and the tactics that women and society uses to get men to sacrifice their lives for them. And not just women and gynocentrism, but every group imaginable. I saw a video from Niko Chosky the other day, and I posited the question to him if he's ever accused of being arrogant, and he said he is. Just being around for a while, a lot of people accuse Stardust of being arrogant. And one of the byproducts of this kind of widespread arrogance in MGTOW is we sometimes fight among ourselves. You just have all these things, like the latest one with Salucci and Messenger Rising, and then you got, of course, Stardust and Sandman and Bernard Chapin and Barbarossa. And it just is back and forth. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the inherent sense of arrogance within MGTOW. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, I don't care. My solution to this arrogance and to avoid drama with other men is to respect their vision of self-actualization. So even if it's different from mine, I don't judge, I don't care. I don't think my way is better than your way or your way is better than my way. It's all opinion. It's what's good for you is good for you. Whatever your dreams are, go achieve them. So, if you have a respect for people's individual concept of self-actualization, you can have people that are completely arrogant work together and respect each other because there's no competition between the two of them. These are just some observations I've made. Now, I believe that being arrogant is a fairly common characteristic within MGTOW, but I may be wrong. Let me know in the comment section what you think. Now, I'm not saying you have to be arrogant to be a MGTOW. What I am saying is, I think there's an actual correlation between a man who has an internal sense of validation and is going his own way and the perception of arrogance by others in society. But let me know what you think. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.